In Philadelphia, Mayor Jim Kenney's gun violence prevention plan included giving millions of dollars to nonprofit groups through a pilot grant program. The first round of that effort is coming to a close, and some leaders and activists are asking, did it work? WHYY's Sammy Keola reports on the successes and downfalls of the Community Expansion Grant Program and what Philly's next mayor might do about it.
Men Who Care Germantown set up shop at the corner of Germantown and Worcester Avenues on a recent spring evening. They scooped water ice, gave out pretzels, and offered to help people find jobs or clear their criminal records. Director Joe Budd says the Community Expansion Grant money makes events like this and the work that they do on violence prevention in schools possible.
We're engaging that population that are being affected by gun violence, and that is our goal. Engage, build relationships, then bring resources. That's why we need the money.
His group is one of 31 grantees that the city selected. They announced the first cohort back in late 2021. Those groups have until this summer to spend their grants, which vary between $100,000 and $1 million each. As of last week, two groups didn't complete their programs, and 20 asked for extensions. That's according to the fiscal sponsor that distributes those funds. About $4.5 million of the program's $13.5 million allotment is currently unspent. At an early May press conference, the groups said the process of receiving and using the money was slow and confusing.
This whole grant process is a Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey circus.
We asked for $1 million. They said, you don't need $1 million. Tell me about my neighborhood that I've been in for 72 years, right, that we don't qualify.
The reimbursement doesn't work.
That's right.
That they should be able to receive funds up front in the process of it moving forward.
The city is now calling for applications for a second round of community expansion grants. Gun violence activist Carl Day says that for this to work, city leaders need to give more help to grassroots groups that might not know how to use these large grants.
Mayor, his administration, and those who even look to become the next mayor, continue to support these organizations, make sure that they also help cover the administrative work to make sure that these great men and women who are leading in our communities, that they would be able to do what they do and focus on best.
The city says they did offer coaching on how to file financial paperwork and other assistance along the way. Joshu Harris helped oversee that first round.
What we were hoping for is to show that this new, ambitious, hard thing that we were trying to do, that was possible. We think we showed that, and we believe that we'll do more and better in round two.
He says they're searching for a different fiscal partner to dole out the funds next time, and they're trying to get more young people involved in selecting the grantees. The city commissioned an evaluation of the first cohort, which will likely come out in June. Mayoral candidate Alan Dom had called for an audit of this program about a year ago.
How do we know that it's being productive? Like, what I'd want to know is if we examined them and said, look, this program's saving lives, let's put more money towards those programs.
And candidate Rebecca Reinhart says she wants to figure out how to help future grantees.
How to provide the technical support, how to provide the sort of wraparound support to the people doing good work on the ground.
Groups are asking the city to consider a multi-year grant cycle, and they want more funds up front instead of having to file for reimbursement. Trella Walker is a national consultant for nonprofits. She says those changes are needed to even the playing field, especially for Black-led groups that have historically been at a disadvantage.
If you think that they don't have the infrastructure to do the finances, pay for them to get the infrastructure to do the finances. It's really simple.
Shantae Love with Emir Healing Center says it's vital that city leaders continue the program. Her organization used their grant to hire 9 more counselors for people who have lost a loved one to a bullet.
We had a level of violence that was unspeakable. And so this pilot piece was something that was necessary, should have happened, needed to happen, because we needed to get funds out to community groups that was putting out their own monies.
If she's not accepted into the second round, she says she might have to downsize. Almost all of the first cohort is applying again. Sammy Keola, WHYY News.